This is the sound of Dublin Euston Railway Station at work. I'm walking along the platform, off the train, towards the city. And it's an absolute delight to walk on the firm ground of Dublin City. The city of Joyce, the city of Stephen's Green, the city of the people of Dublin. It's one of the great cities of the world and always has been, way back into the 18th century, way back to all sorts of famous people have lived, died in Dublin, and all sorts of unknown people have suffered and strived in Dublin too. It's the closest thing Ireland has to a great city. It's a place with wonderful accents. It has about 7 or 8 Dublin accents that even I could identify. Only some of them appear on Irish television. This is the sound of the terminal or terminus or where everybody mills around trying to get off the train. Oh bloody hell, I have to have a ticket to get out. It means I have to put all my bags down, find my train ticket and get out. Why can't I just walk off this? Oh, the obstacles of urban life. I'll be back to you in a minute. This is it, getting through the turnstile. A bit like being allowed entry into the city. I suppose cities have always had points of sentries, you know, crossings of the river, which were guarded. You had to go through them. I'll never forget the same in Jerusalem, sitting there by Jaffa Gate, watching people enter the city. So cities have always had those kind of places. I'm out on the street now. I haven't a clue what I was saying to you before the phone went. The phone went and cut off my recording. So that's one of the frustrating things I have to put up with. But anyway, look, this is Dublin, a place I love. I lived here from 1968 to 1975. I kind of grew up in this city.